This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
7:26 now on this Friday morning, talking to Kevin Ferguson, Vice President of Membership and External Affairs for New Orleans & Company. Our friends over there had a great time at the Super Bowl and at Mardi Gras. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing great this morning, Tommy. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me what's happening with the first ever Job Fest.
Oh, well, we're excited to have it. It's definitely not our first one. So we're actually approaching our 10-year anniversary of this summer in June. So this is
first ever weekend,
First ever weekend Job Fest.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
All right.
It's been a great opportunity for us. It's something that we do typically quarterly. If not three times a year, to really connect our industry to the community with opportunities, not just for jobs, but for careers. And so this year, or this month, we decided to do one on Saturday. We always kind of look at timing and different things and where the best opportunities to get people. And so we decided this year to do one on a weekend. It's going to be at Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Of course, we're monitoring the weather like everybody else. But we'll have updates posted on our website and social media if anything changes. But for now, we're moving forward with it. And it's really a great opportunity, again, to connect our community with opportunities in the industry. And I always tell people, it's not just jobs, it's careers. When you look on the sheet and you look at who's there and the positions that are open, we have everything from entry-level positions all the way up to management and more senior positions as well. It can go from front of the house, back of the house. It can be operations. It can be maintenance and building. It's really an incredible opportunity for folks to see kind of the full spectrum of jobs within our industry.
And for people that are wondering, maybe is this for me or is this not for me? Who would you say this job fair is for?
It's really for everybody. You know, this is for anybody that is looking for full or part-time work, that has an interest in our industry. And I always tell people, give a broad mind of what that means, right? We've got over 1,100 members. That certainly includes what folks always think about, like hotels, restaurants, but it also includes transportation companies, security companies, business service companies, printers, florists. It's a really wide spectrum within our industry. And when you look at just not just the industry as a whole, but the opportunities within that, you know, a lot of our businesses are brick and mortar. Anything that goes with running any type of building, from HVAC, engineering, those opportunities are there as well. So for folks that are interested in looking for either a job or a career change or to start their job or career, it's just a great opportunity to see what's out there within this industry that plays such a big role within our community.
All of these companies that are listed, and I'll get a website from you in a second, all of the companies that are listed here are hiring, do you know, Kevin, or not?
Yes. So everybody that's at that Job Fest, every year we kind of send the call out to our members. Job Fest is coming up. Let us know about open positions. And we always get a really robust response. So at a typical Job Fest, you'll see anywhere from 25 to 40 employers there. We'll also have some nonprofits and groups that we work with that are interested in engaging the community, and see the Job Fest is a great way to do that, to provide additional support. So it's always a great event with a really motivated job seeker that's out there. And then our industry is engaged at so many levels in getting people on board. Typically at one of these, we'll see anywhere from 4 to 5 people hired on the spot. So not only can you go there and get information, a lot of times they are ready to conduct interviews on the spot to get folks in that funnel and get them started.
Might just change your life. Tell people how they find out more about it. Is there a website, Kevin?
Yes, certainly. So you can follow us on our socials, New Orleans & Company. We're on Instagram. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook. The website is going to be neworleans.com/community. And on that community page, you can get more information about the Job Fest and more about New Orleans and Company in general. Again, this is going to be March 29th at Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club. So hope that folks can come out and join us from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
I hope we change some lives. Thank you, sir. Kevin Ferguson, New Orleans and Company. We'll take a break, come back, help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Right now, we pause for WWL First News and Dave Cohen.